I want you to turn to Ezekiel 47. So I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible, because the Amplified Bible in this particular chapter, I'm going off the reservation just a little bit. So the Amplified encapsulates this in such a way, I really, really like the translation here. Ezekiel 47, it says, "Then he, my guide, verse 1, brought me again to the door of the house," or the door of the temple. "And behold, the waters issued out from under the threshold of the temple." Say, under the threshold of the temple. Say, under the threshold of the temple. "Toward the east. For the front of the temple was towards the east. And the waters came down from under," from the right side. Or some of your Bibles will say south side. But the Amplified says right side. Say right side. And both of those are correct. He said, because he goes on to say it, even the Amplified, "from the right side of the temple on the south side of the altar." Okay? And so the south side, now this is just extremely prophetic. The south side of the altar would be on the right side. All right? So you have north, south, east. Okay? And so the waters broke out of the temple. They flowed towards the east. If you even look in the book of maps in your Bible, you should have a book of maps in your Bible. You can actually see there's two great bodies of water that surround the temple. There's a body of water called the Dead Sea on the right, or on the east side, and on the west side is the Mediterranean Sea. This prophecy actually encapsulates both of those, and both of them are very prophetic concerning what God's doing, not only in the birth of this, but in the latter day of it, the full age. That's what we're entering in, the time of full age. Amen. And so notice that the waters issued out from under the threshold, out of the right side, or you could say the waters broke out, because what was the threshold of the temple? It was the cornerstone. "Behold, I lay in Zion a stone, a precious stone." The cornerstone was laid in the temple. That was Christ. So Christ is the cornerstone laid in the temple. And where'd the waters break out? The right side. Say the right side. Or the right hand. Out of the right hand, the waters broke out. Out of the right side, the waters broke out. But say now, they were under the threshold of the temple. From the foundation stone, these waters broke out. And they begin to fill the temple. As the waters begin to fill the temple, they begin to flow. And they flowed out of the door. They first filled up the temple floor, and then they begin issuing out the door to the east, which would be this way if you're in Houston, Texas. But as they flowed to the east, they began to graduate. As the waters flowed, the more they flowed, the longer they flowed, the greater they became. And so his guide began to take him out into the waters as they broke out of the right side, out of the foundation stone, out of Christ, the foundation stone, out of the right hand of God. He's saying, he's telling you where all of this is breaking out of. All that's prophetic now, where Christ was what? Death, burial, resurrected, and he sat down where? At the right hand of God. Where does it all flow? From the right hand of God. He has blessed you with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places, in Christ, where he dwells, at the right hand of God. So as these waters begin to break out, his guy began to take him out into the waters. And as he began to take him out in the waters, some of you already noticed, he went out into the ankles. And then he went out into the knees. See, that these are all the different levels of the churches. There are certain churches that's going to take you to the ankles, and that's it. You get to play, splash, anything you want to do. It's just ankle deep. I don't care what you do. When you come out, you can be under 10 years, 15 years, or 15 months. It's still going to be ankle deep. You're going to be ankle deep. Because you're a sum total of what you're eating. Amen? Amen. And that's what happens with ankle-deep Christianity. It's Cheerios. Amen? Listen, there are things that are due you, and then there's things that are just overflowing. And if you get up in the overflow of the kingdom of God, things will start happening for you. It's because you're in the overflow. It's because you got up in his presence. He says, well, they didn't come and get it. You want theirs? Said, yeah. My name is Jimmy. I'll take all you give me. I'll take it. Father, I receive. Grant me the overflow. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. So, you can't stay out Now we're back on message. You can't stay out and ankle deep. This is going to be a time that your spirit will call and cry out for more. There'll be a time you've got to go further out. You got to go out into the knees. That's where the brokenness comes. Waters to the knees. That's where God begins to bend your will. When you're an ankle deep, who's in control? You are. The further you get out, the less you're in control, the more God's in control, and the more is going to happen. Amen? Got out to the knees, he began to bend. Then he took him out into the loins. That's when things begin birthing. The loins is the birthing center. He took him out into the loins, and that's when things start birthing. Amen? And a lot of people stop there. But God is calling his church in the last days. He took him one step further. Say one step further. Waters to swim in. Say waters to swim in. That's when you are not in control. That's baptism. That's where you have lost your life in the living waters. That's where the old man has been buried and the new man is flowing with the living waters of God. Whithersoever the river goes is where I go. Where you go, God, I go. It's no more my will. When you're on the bank, it's your will. As long as you've got your foot in control, it's your will. But when you get out in the waters to swim in, it's not my will anymore. Say, I'm in waters to swim in. Say, Father, take me into the waters to swim in. That's in the deep. You got to go out there. You got to go out there. You got to get in there. But as you get in the waters to swim in, there's baptism there. Listen, God doesn't do anything unless he brings it into baptism first. I'm not talking just about water baptism of your life. Everything's come out of water. You came out of water. You came out of a watery womb. This whole earth came out of water. The Holy Ghost is brooding over the face of the deep. And then the Father said, let there be light. And bam, it came forth. And he brought the earth out of the water. Do you know that he brought it out of the water? And you read in Genesis chapter 2, he actually released, before Noah's day, there was no rain. There was no rain. Only in Noah's day, God said it was going to rain. Could you imagine Noah's? How'd you like Noah's calling? I want you to build a boat. What is a boat? Well, it's something that'll float. Why? He goes, because I'm going to bring water out of the sky. Before that, the water never came out of the sky. It came out of the fountains of the deep. How'd you like to... Noah, preaching for 100 years, yeah, God's going to bring water from the sky. It's going to, he called it rain, it's going to rain. Anybody want that calling? Before that, it was waters from the deep. And what God did after he brought the earth out of the deep, he brought those fountains and they said the water covered the face of the deep. It covered again. Those waters covered the earth and then God drew down from, through the waters, into the clay and he brought the clay up. And he fashioned man out of the water, out of the ground, out of the water. You came out of water. Everything God does, he does first, puts it in the water. That's why the blessing, everyone say the blessing is in the waters. It's in the deep. The blessing is in the deep. The true blessing is in the deep. I feel the anointing on that. Father, get us out into the deep. There's some people, there's somebody here today. The Spirit of God is calling you out now. Come out, come out. He's been stirring your heart in the last couple of weeks. Even since the turn of the year, he's been stirring your heart and you felt this emptiness, this insatiable emptiness in this void. And you don't know what's happening, why it's there. And the Spirit of the Lord's telling me it's there. Because he's calling you into the deep and you're only going to find fulfillment of that void and you get when you get to where he is. He's calling you. You have to find him in the deep. He's moved and you're going to have to move with him. He used to be where you were, but now you got to go where he is. If you don't go where he is, you're not going to be satisfied. You're going to be void. You're going to be empty and there is no cure for that emptiness. I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord's telling me the only cure, daughter, for that emptiness is to be with me where I am. And I have moved, says the Spirit of grace. I have moved out into the deep. And now I stand in the waters to call you forth. I stand in the waters to call you to where I am, says the Spirit of the Lord. For where I am, there shall you be also. Amen. Praise God. Now, so he gets them out into the waters to swim in. Now, notice what he begins to say here. He said, verse 8, I love this. This is amazing. Verse 5, he said, afterward he measured 1,000 cubits, and it was a river that could not be passed through, for the waters had risen. Say, the waters had risen. Waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. That's what you want. In the natural, that would not be a good thing. In the spirit, that's what we're looking for. Waters to swim in. Now look at verse 8. He said, then he said to me, these waters pour out towards the eastern region and go down to the Jordan Valley and on into the Dead Sea. And when they that shall enter into the sea, when the waters shall enter into, and Amplified says, the waters enter the sea of putrid waters. That's what the Amplified described. He said, the Dead Sea, when these waters enter into the sea of putrid waters, listen to this, the waters shall be healed and made fresh. Now this water, it's breaking out and it's flowing. You look in your maps, you'll see the temple, it faces east. And those waters in the Dead Sea is directly east from the temple. As they began to flow, it went into the Dead Sea, and everything that was dead lived again. That is prophetic for this generation. Everything that's dead will live again. Say, everything that was dead shall live. The water shall be healed. It matters not wherever these waters flow. It matters not the condition of the person, the community, the atmosphere. These waters are going to transform. In this last hour, look at your neighbor and say, the blessing is in the waters. Where are they breaking out? The right hand of God, the foundation stone, Christ. I lay in Zion a sure stone. Where is Christ? Where is the temple of the living God? In you. Say, I am the temple of the living God. In fact, he said to Moses, speak to the rock. And in 1 Corinthians 12 said, that rock was Christ. He said, speak to the rock, it'll bring forth its water. He said, that rock was Christ in you. Those waters are in you. Say, the waters are in me. Out of my innermost being floweth rivers of living water. Whew. Now, he's gonna throw something in here. It's very interesting. So we know these waters are flowing to the Dead Sea. But in verse 9, it really caught my attention one day when I was meditating this. I didn't understand this particular verse. He says, and wherever, say wherever. Now, most of your Bibles say rivers, but the Amplified got it right. It said, wherever the double river. Everyone say the double river. Wherever the double river. I thought there was one river. He said, wherever the double, say double. Wherever the double river shall go. Every living creature which swarms shall live. And there shall be a very great number of fish because these waters go there. And the waters of the sea will be healed and made fresh. And everything shall live wherever the river goes. See, everything will live. Dead bodies will live. Dead cells will live. Dead limbs will live. Dead finances will live. Wilderness will all of a sudden come to life. Wherever the rivers go, it'll bring life. It'll bring life, multiplication, it'll bring increase, it'll bring, everything will begin flourishing with these waters. The reason why things are not flourishing because no water is flowing. You can work all day in a desert until you get water, nothing's going to change. I'll give you the instantaneous way to get out of your wilderness. If you are in a wilderness right now, stop trying to get out. And go find water. Look at your neighbor and say, go find water. Isaac began to dig in the midst of a famine. He began to dig the wells. And he dug because he knew Abraham, his father, dug them wells. And he went back in there and started digging those wells. And he knew in his heart, if I can find water, nobody else has water, I can own everything. Everybody was waiting for it to rain during that time. And it was a famine in the land, and Isaac began to dig, and he sowed in that famine, began to plant his crop by faith, and God gave him water, and all of a sudden, he became the envy of the Philistines. Everyone say, the blessing is in the water. out of my innermost being floweth the waters. Speak to the rock. The Bible says, speak to the rock. That rock is Christ. Those waters are in you. You have to have a revelation of that. Say, the waters are in me. Glory to God. Now notice the imagery here. He said, everything that's dead will live. The Dead Sea was a type and shadow of the Dead Sea of humanity. The systems of the world that are dead. Spirits that are dead that have not come to life again. Bodies that are dead. Limbs that are dead. Organs that are dead. Everything that's dead that doesn't have that original life that flowed in the garden. As far as God's concerned, if it's not the original life that was in the garden, it's dead. But God has a cure for this last hour. A cure for the last days. Whithersoever this river floweth, everything that's dead will live again. Notice the imagery here. He begins to speak about evangelism from these waters. He said, verse 10, I'll get back to the double river in a minute. That's my favorite part. Look at verse 10. The fishermen shall stand upon the banks of the Dead Sea. From En Gedi, even to En Gannim, shall be a place to spread their nets, and their fish shall be of every many kind. Be of very many kinds as the fish of the great or Mediterranean Sea. They begin to spread their fish as these waters begin to flow. There was evangelism. That is speaking evangelism right there. They were spread. They were casting their nets. And they were catching fish. I'm telling you, we're going to have a lot more effective in evangelism this hour as we carry the living waters of God. As we're full of the living waters, we carry the water. We have to understand, get a revelation today. The blessing is in the water. The water's in me. Learn how to get the waters flowing and your wilderness will be over. If you get your waters flowing, things will start happening. You get the living waters flowing. See, sometimes you got to get a little further out. You can't stand in ankle deep water and expect to have the waters to swim in. Sometimes you have to come out. And it might be a little uncomfortable for you to come out. You got to step out there. Sometimes you got to lose yourself to find the life. Sometimes some of you like to have that sure footing. You got all your ducks in a row. But listen, God has a shotgun. He just blows those ducks right out of the water sometimes. Some of you like to, sometimes people of faith, they don't have to have everything. They like it. I mean, once you learn to walk by faith, you just like it. You know God's going to catch you. I like getting out there on the limb. As long as God catches me, I like it. I've been out there a couple times. He didn't catch me because he didn't tell me to go out there. But if he tells me to go out, I know he's going to catch me. I don't care if I'm floating on a little twig out there. I know it's going to sustain me, God. I'm out of here. If I'm out into the deep, I go where the river goes. I go where the water goes. It's not my will. Thy will. And it's exciting when God's involved because these waters will produce life. They'll produce increase. They'll produce salvation. And they'll produce multiplication. Watch what happens here. They'll produce harvest. Amen. Could your neighbor say amen? Look at verse 12. I love this verse. Man, I'm excited today. I've been preaching in this morning. I got to preach on me. Somebody been preaching up here at 8 o'clock in the morning. I feel the preach. Praise God. You didn't let that anointing up here. Now I'm preaching. And on the banks, verse 12 of the river, on both its sides, there shall grow. Say, there shall grow. See, when you're in the living water, you're going to grow. When you're in living water, things around you are going to grow. When you're in the waters, you're going to grow. Say, grow. All kinds of trees. Say all kind. All kinds of trees for food. Say all kinds. When God's in it, all kind of things will flow out of you. Personality will flow. He'll light you up. I'm having a hard time sleeping these days. I'm so excited now. I've already gotten excited again about God already. I'm excited. When God lights you up, oh man, there's nothing like it. Say all kinds. trees for food, and their leaf shall not fade. Say, your leaf shall not fade. You're not going to go into one season, and this season's going to wither. No, we're going from glory to glory. Like Carly said, glory to glory. Everyone say, glory to glory. Today is glorious. Tomorrow is going to be more glorious. Glory to glory. How many of you ever watched the Gold Rush? I see what I'm talking about. Well, you got these different guys that are mining there. And this one young guy, Parker, I mean, the boy just knows how to mine. He knew how to mine when he was 16. Every season, he just nails it. Every season. Then you got this other guy, Todd Hoffman. He's got a huge crew around him, but he just always, always, trouble follows him around. Every season. I mean, the guy's trying, you're praying, they're always got their hats together, they're praying, but every season he's struggling. And little Parker, he's only 20 years old and he's making $5 million a year, and he just kicks it. He's in a different gear, he's in a different zone. But even this year, Todd Hoffman, he's struggling again. I said, Lord, what is it about him? He goes, well, listen to him. I said, why is he, I said, watch him pray. At least he's praying. I watch him pray. He goes, then I watch, it was a commercial, and I was asking the Lord, I said, why is this guy struggling all the time? And Parker doesn't struggle at all. He goes, just hang on, I'm going to show you. And come back, and all of a sudden, Todd Hoffman, one of the guys he was mining for, got upset, and he just pulled his miner apart, his wash plant, and left him half a wash plant, and said, you're done. And Todd Hoffman goes, I don't know what happens. But he goes, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. And the Lord said, that's his problem right there. That's his problem. He's been struggling all his life. He's never overcome his own belief system. And he has a failure mentality. And that failure mentality has gotten up into his heart. And as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. And because even though he knows me and he loves me, everywhere he goes, he's always struggling. I guarantee you, those of you who watch Gold Rush, he's probably going to keep struggling season after season after season. Why? Because it's something there. So you don't shift with God. You don't shift. I'm not talking about mentality of the mind. I'm talking about what's working in the heart. Because what's working in your heart is ordaining your life, whether you like it or not. What's working in your heart is ordering your steps. And when you get God working in there and living waters working in your heart, they'll start breaking out. Kingdom will start breaking out. Blessing will start breaking out. Goodness will start breaking out. Favor will start breaking out. Some of you need to notify your face. You're in church. Say, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, give me one of those. This is what it looks like to be in church right here. Come on, come on, look. Come on. Amen. Say, wherever the double river shall go. Now notice what he says. And he says, their leaves shall not fade, nor shall their fruit fail. Whew. Say, my leaves shall not fade, nor will my fruit fail. My leaves shall not fade. Listen, you cannot hang out in the right hand of God. You cannot be seated with him, dwell with him, be where he is, and fade. You are going to move, progress, and grow. Amen? First you grow in him, and then he'll grow through you. You hear what I'm saying? First you grow up into him, and then he begins growing through you. Growing up, and then through. Up, and then through. Amen? Everybody wants him to go through, 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 through. But sometimes he wants you to go up, up, up. Because sometimes where you're wanting him to grow through is you're in ankle deep water and you say, God, I want what's out there in waters to swim in. He goes, yeah, but you're in the ankles. Some of them in the knees. And your will has been broken. Some of you are in the birthing center. And you know how to birth. But God say, come out all the way. Come out all the way. He says, your leaf will not wither. Say, your leaf will not wither. Whew. My leaf, my fruit will not fail. You should wake up in the morning and say, Father, my leaf, I am a tree. I'm a great oak tree. My leaf shall not wither. My fruit shall not fail. Whew. Each tree, watch this. Now here's where God's taking us. Whew. This is the culmination. Watch this. Each tree, say each tree, that means you're a tree in the house of God, shall bring forth new fruit. Say new fruit. Every month. No staleness. Every month, new fruit. I'm not talking about 10 years ago. I'm talking about now. This is January. We got January fruit. Then we got some February fruit. Then we got some March fruit. Then we got some April fruit. Every month there's something new coming. Don't be afraid of the new. Behold, I do a new thing. And now it shall spring forth. God has a lot of new. He's got a lot of new stuff. Something about God, he likes to hide a lot of stuff, and he gives it, then he's like, I never saw that. Yeah. Oh, I never saw that before. Oh, I never saw that before. New. Say new fruit. New revelation. New life. New ideas. New blessings. A new way of doing things. Shift. Everyone say shift. Out of the old into the new. Then God said new. I got some new for you. New fruit, season after season, month after month, brand new. Glory to glory, lamp of the righteous burning brighter and brighter. That's only going to happen if you dwell with him. You dwell with you and you and you, you won't get you. Amen. Okay, let's get back to the double river. This is my favorite part. Go to verse 9. How are you liking this so far? I love this. This chapter right here, you can just hold this word. You can hold this whole word in you. If man keepeth my word, you can hold these rivers because they're in you. When you get the revelation in your heart that Christ is in you. He told Moses, to speak to the rock. And that rock was Christ. You can speak to the rock of Christ in you. I know that's a very peculiar thing. I know you may have never heard that before. But God is a peculiar God, and he has peculiar people. He said we're peculiar. I mean, look at us. Look at your neighbor and said, he's talking about you. He didn't say weird, he said peculiar. He didn't say crazy, he said peculiar. Say it like God said it. I am peculiar. Praise God. I am peculiar being. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I say it like God said it. I don't mind being peculiar. To the world, it might seem weird. But to God, he likes the variety. Praise the Lord. I mean, just look at Tim. That'll tell you right there. Praise him. You're welcome, my brother. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I want to, brother, but I want to check. Where's Tammy? She's not here today. I have to wait. Okay, I'm going to hold back. Praise God. It's hard for me to hold back, but I'm going to hold back. But I can't promise how long. Tell you later. Inside joke. Praise God. Verse 9. Wherever, the double river, say double river, shall go. Boy, I started meditating one day when I saw that. I'm like, what are you talking about? I knew that one of these rivers, this river flowed, and I knew it flowed to the Dead Sea of humanity, and it brought life to everything that was dead. It brought salvation, evangelism, creative miracles. All of that flowed. Isaiah 35 spoke about the water springing up in the desert, and the blind would see, and the deaf would hear. See, the blessings in the water, the creative miracles are coming out of the waters of the last days. Amen. And I knew that one of that big river was flowing to the Dead Sea, but he called it a double river. And I'm like, what? Oh, she's looking out at her phone. Said it doesn't flow to the Eastern Ridge. Amen. She's got the voice activated on her Bible. Praise God. Hey, it's preaching my message. So he said double river. Everyone say double river. Actually, this is the second time this was mentioned. The first time, if I can get it to flow, there it is. The first time, listen to this in Joel 3. You look at your Bible, go to Joel 3. Well, I got to hurry. Well, I really don't. I'm the pastor, but praise God. Joel 3 said, it shall come to pass, 3:18, in that day. Say, in that day. Say, we're in that day. That the mountains shall drop down new wine. Say, new wine. What's dropping the new wine? The mountains. Where are you going to find the new wine? In the mountain. Amen. See, get up in the mountain. There's some new wine. And the hills shall flow with milk. And the rivers of Judah shall flow with water. And a fountain. The New Living Translation says it like this. A fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple. Listen, God has some water for these last days that are going to burst forth. Rot out of His people. Listen, God's answer to humanity is living within every single saint alive right now. And those that are alive are being called into the deep with God for a reason. They're being called into waters to swim in, to undergo a baptism of transformation in the Father's love so He can release a waters that He reserved for the last day. Waters to swim in, waters that will have creative life in them, and a fountain will burst forth from within the temple of God of every single believer. In this last hour, you will see the blessing of God bursting forth out of the people of God. He said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Rivers. A double river will flow in this hour. A double river will flow in this generation. It's going to bring life. It's going to bring evangelism. It's going to bring glory. It's going to bring grace. It's new. It's fresh. It's alive. It's been reserved. God has some waters reserved for us. These are last day waters. Amen. Oh, the vintage waters. It's like vintage wine. It's vintage waters. God says, I have a fountain. These are deep waters reserved for the last day saints that will come out into the deep. He doesn't show it all to you when you're going out. He shows it to you when you're out. Amen? Sometimes you don't know why you're being processed. You don't know why He's calling you out. But He's getting you ready because He's assembling an army for those last days. And these waters are going to flow and they're going to bring life. They're full of glory. They're full of grace. They're full of a song and a sound. They're full of creative miracles. Everywhere the waters go, everything that's dead will live again. God will just turn your fountain and He'll turn your fountain and creative miracles will flow. The eyes of the blind will see. The ears of the deaf will be unstopped. A whole generation of believers flowing in the living waters of the last day. I feel the anointing of God on that. Everything that's dead. In a season, these waters are going to bring life to the dead sea of humanity. Evangelism, like no other time are in these waters. All you have to do is cast the net, like they did. Where did they cast the net? Cast the net on the right side. They cast the net on the right hand of God, and you'll see the harvest. Cast it out from the right hand of God, you'll see the harvest. Notice where they were when they cast the net. They were above. They were in a position above. They cast the net fell down and caught. Fish of the sea. Evangelism. Oh, glory to God. God will spend a generation preparing you for one good run. Hallelujah. We're about to get one good run. Before the return of the Lord, the church is going to have a really good run. It's like that Olympic athlete. He trains for years and years and years and years and years just for one run. Just for one run. The medal. That one run. There's gold, there's silver, and there's bronze medals out there. I'm telling you. Run your race. Praise God forever. Man, I feel the anointing, Lord. I'm telling you, I'm going to speak this, what I feel in my heart. I believe this is the year these waters are going to break out. I believe they're going to break out of all of us. There's not only one person, the apostolic king, priest, government are going to break out of the people of God. These waters are going to have creative life in them, but there's something else they got in them. A fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple. I had to get back. Where is this double river? What is this double river, Lord? What is this double river? See, I think I'm asking that question. And God was asking it. Holy Ghost was asking it. He was interjecting the question. Whenever you're pondering something, it's just eating you. Like, I gotta know. That's the Holy Ghost. He's throwing that stuff up into the operation of your spirit to get you. He's injecting it, see. To get you to ask and seek so he can answer, see. Whew. I found it. Everyone said, I found it. I found it. I found it in the book. Like no other books of this generation. If you want to know what's happening in this generation, read the book of Zechariah. If you're having a problem reading the book of Zechariah, then listen to some of our teachings. Zechariah is a completely prophetic book for this generation. None of the prophecies of Zechariah, very few of them have been fulfilled outside of this generation. That book is so full of prophecy, it'll be fulfilled in this generation. And it's in the book of Zechariah. Amen. So next week we'll pick it up. No, I gotta tell you today. I can't leave me hanging. Amen. Carlos will tell him at that'd be a good plug. I'll just close. If you want the rest of the message, go to Carlos's house. Hallelujah. Now, Zechariah 14. This part is so prophetic for the hour we live in. Oh man. Urabah. Like it, love it, want more of it. Hallelujah. All right, Zechariah 14:8. Speaking of these same waters. Now watch this. Boy, I remember the day he showed this to me. I did a few laps, I'll tell you that. I live in Revelation is it for me. And it shall come to pass, say it shall come to pass. That the living waters shall go out of Jerusalem. Same ones Ezekiel 47 spoke of. Or out of the temple. It's a better translation. Half of them, say half. Remember in Ezekiel 47 he said double river. Say half of them towards the eastern sea. That's the Dead Sea. If you look in your maps, you'll see the Dead Sea on the east. And what's next? And half of them towards what? The western sea. So you got the Eastern Sea is the Dead Sea, but the Western Sea is the sea, it's the Mediterranean Sea. You have to understand, I'm going to close with this, you must understand the imagery when he speaks of these waters flowing, because wherever these waters flow, they bring transformation. So as they flow to the Eastern Sea, everything that was dead lived, but they also flowed where? Western Sea. What's in the Western Sea? Sea of commerce. Say sea of, that's where the Nile fed into Egypt. That's where Rome was. All commerce in the biblical days was done in the Sea of Mediterranean Sea. Everything. Said the wealth of the seas would be converted to thee. They that go down to the sea in ships, they'll do business in great waters. They'll see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. That's where. Some of you may not understand this part of it, but that's where the king of Tyre was positioned. And if you really understand biblical prophecy, the king of Tyre, what was he called? That was describing Lucifer himself. The king of Tyre was situated on the Mediterranean Sea, and he called himself the god of this world system. He declared himself God of the world global financial systems. Ever since Solomon's day, since the fall of Solomon, all that wealth had shifted to Tyre. Ezekiel 26, 27, and 28. You can go read it later. 27, 28. Ezekiel 28 described the devil as the king of Tyre. But all the wealth shifted into Tyre and became the merchandising mart of the nations. Isaiah 23, Ezekiel 26, 27, 28. He said, become the merchandising mart of the nations. And he said, I am the God of this world system. He described the king of Tyre. The Lord asked me one day. I don't know if I want to jump off of that. For 5 minutes I do. He called himself the king of Tyre. And the Lord asked me, he said, why would the devil in all his pomp and glory call himself the king of a city they spread fishnets upon when he boasts to be the God of this world system? I don't know, Lord, why? because Tyre wasn't speaking of the city they spread fishnets upon. It was talking about the conglomeration of the trade of all nations when Solomon's fell. He said, aha, the gates of Jerusalem have been broken. Now I'm being replenished. And Tyre became a merchandising mart of the nations. All trade and trafficking was done at Tyre. And it's that point after Solomon's day that the devil declared himself ruler over all the wealth and the global money supplies as the king of Tyre. That king of Tyre sits on the Mediterranean Sea. But he said in these last days, say in the last days, he says the rivers would flow. It would be a double river. Half of them would flow into the priestly ministry, into the Dead Sea of humanity, and the other half would flow where? To the great sea of commerce, the Mediterranean Sea. Everything that's dead, everything that's out of order, everything that's out of alignment, everything that doesn't look like the kingdom is about to look like the kingdom. Because the kingdom's going to flow into the sea of commerce, and the kingdom's taking over for a season. It'll be the people of God. He was specifically describing a wealth transference of the last days of the living waters that were going to break out of the temple and flow and bring transformation to a system that's been controlling people for thousands of years. God was going to override that system. And the wealth of the seas would be converted to these. They that go down to the sea, they do business in great waters. They see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. Whew. Feel that? Whithersoever the double river shall go. Say, whithersoever the double river shall go. There's a lot of imagery there. Whole lot more that I can get into today. It's prophetic beyond prophetic right now. Because these waters are about to break forth in a brand new way. That's why God's bringing the church into the deep now. He's bringing them out into waters to swim in, into full baptism. You're not just being baptized, you're being baptized. You're being baptized into a last day operation of God, where waters are going to turn into creative miracles. They're going to turn into evangelism like we've never seen. They're going to turn into wealth transference, increase, and divine multiplication. Everything is going to flow simultaneously from the people of God. As the waters break out, things are going to start happening in the kingly realm and in the priestly realm. They're going to flow. Say, they're going to flow out of our belly, out of my innermost being, out of my temple. Out of Christ in me, out of the living stone, the cornerstone of Christ in me, shall flow rivers. Say rivers, rivers, rivers. Go to 1 Corinthians 10. I'm going to close with this. I'm close. 1 Corinthians 10, I'm close. Everyone's your neighbor said he's close. Who coined that, close? Is that Mike? Yeah. Figures. All right. Now, remember I said God doesn't do anything until what? Puts it in the water, right? What's the first thing He did when He brought the children of Israel out of Egypt? I'm closing. He took them through what? The Red Sea. Why? He had to baptize them out of one system so they could learn a new system. Water baptism is more than just being born again. There is a baptism for those who have been born again. There's a baptism out of the systems of the world into the systems of God. Amen. He had to get the world out of them. See, when baptism, it emerges an old system so He can bring forth a new. When He does that, He has to bring baptism. That's why before the kingdom will truly break out, we have to undergo a baptism in the Spirit, not just in a pool. Amen. Moreover, verse 1. Brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. Everyone say amen. Everyone say amen. Everyone say, I receive it. We should just close with that. How that our fathers were under the cloud. And all, say all, passed through the sea. They were all baptized unto Moses. Why? He was bringing a new system out of Egypt. Had to undergo a baptism. They're all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. See, baptism in the Holy Ghost, baptism into Christ. Everyone say baptism, waters to swim in. And they did all eat of the same spiritual meat. And I love this. And they did all drink of the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. How would you like a big old rock to follow you around? I mean, you think if a rock was following you around, God was with you. How they could be so hard-hearted, I don't know, but the huge rock followed them around. Oh, yeah, that's a rock. It just moves, kind of moves with us. We're kind of used to it by now. We've been hanging for 40 years with that thing. But it gives water out of a rock. That rock is going with you wherever you go. It's in you. It is the foundation stone of Zion, Christ in you. And when Moses, and they were all thirsty, God said, Moses, speak to the rock. Say, speak to the rock. You're going to have to learn to speak into the realm of Christ in you. So the water will come forth. Call water out of your rock. Out of my innermost being flows this water. If you don't believe this, you're not going to have it. You got to get connected to what's going on inside you. What's going on around you. And what's going on in front of you concerning the kingdom. If you're connected to the frequency of what God is doing, you'll get your rock connected to what he wants to do. That water will come out. And when it comes out, things will start happening for you. Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your words. Thank you for this great, these living waters that dwell in us. Out of our innermost blowing, out of our innermost being floweth these waters. Kingly waters, priestly waters. Waters of increase and divine multiplication. Holy Spirit, sow this word. Don't let it escape. Don't let it be stolen. Keep. Help us keep this word. Help us understand who we are, the generation we live in, where we are, the season we're in, what you're doing. Amen.